This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing Right Here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaged and just involved. You know, I was going to go down another road with something here, but then I remember seeing this earlier. And I know how we always, we don't fight about it, don't get me wrong. But we do discuss frequently the Electoral College and why it's so important. I'd almost love to have the Electoral College for these Senate seats and congressional seats. And I know many of you would disagree with me. But here's why I say that. When you look at New York, for instance, right? Andrew Cuomo versus, who was he running against? Mark Molinaro. Mark got 40% of the vote. Andrew got 60. Obviously, well, 56 and change, but whatever. When you look at the map of the counties that he won, Cuomo only won a couple. Looks like 11 counties. Right? I want you to think about that. 11 out of, it looks like, maybe, he won 11 out of maybe 35 or 40 counties. So that means the majority of the state does not get the person they wanted. Now, see, the Dems are giving one of the popular vote counts. No, actually, that's not fair. And I'll tell you why it's not fair. Because all you get is the libs that live in New York. If you look at the map, the biggest part of the election area, and I guess we can post these up on the website or wherever later on, but when you look, New York City, for all intents and purposes, in some of the more expensive areas in New York, expensive counties, are the ones that voted for Cuomo. That's where he got the bulk of his votes. Right? He got a million more votes. Well, he got a million more votes than Mark Molinaro did. But that was easy. If he only won New York City and Manhattan in that area, he still could be governor. So New York City can dictate to New Yorkers, north and south and east and west in the state, who gets to run the state. You see how dangerous this is? And you have the same thing going on in Texas. I mean, I'm telling you, you got like 80% of the areas of Texas vote Republican, overwhelmingly Republican. And then you have some areas that are blue, but they're high-density areas, Dallas being one of them, San Antonio being another. And then when you get to the southern part of the state, Corpus Christi and Laredo and those areas, interesting enough, they're heavy blue, too. Why do you think that is? I'm just guessing here. So when you have the press say, well, they overwhelmingly voted for, yes, but only in the cities, in the country, the rural areas, the place where, like, real people live, the people that are really being affected by all this. know, we give them, we don't give them any, they lose their voice. And our founding fathers knew this. This is why they went for the Electoral College. Our founding fathers knew this was going to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's, you know what, guys, this is not going to end soon. I think we've entered into the realm of, or I think we've entered a point where there, it's going to be a constant fight between us and them. Some see it as good and evil. Right? I mean, socialism versus non-socialism. And unless conservatives actually step up, and I'm being dead serious here, unless you guys step up, this is aimed at educators, mostly, and take your positions in the class, right? Do what it is you're called to, what you're supposed to be. As conservatives, you know how important your message is. You need to be speaking out in the class. When you have an educator saying that there's a biology teacher, a science teacher, what have you, saying there is no male or female, shouldn't they have their license pulled? And I'm just asking because simple biology tells you there's an X and a Y gene. What do you want to call it? Do you want to rename them? You can rename them if you want. Maybe you don't like the word male or female. Maybe you should look up where the word originated, how it originated, where it comes from. Maybe you should study a little Latin. But at one point, you know, you're telling Christians, this is the hypocrisy behind it. The educators are beating on Christians to make sure that we see science the way they do, but only when they want us to see it the way they do. You talk to them about the X and Y gene, how biology really works, and they'll tell you but it's not quite that easy. It still goes by what the person feels or thinks. Now that is most, you know, you want to talk about confusing your kids? You want to give them more areas where there's absolutely no absolutes? That's a place to go with it. No male, female, no boy, girl. The genitalia doesn't matter. Doesn't mean anything. Now we're trying to find ways. I should pull that story up, but I don't want to make everybody sick. We're trying to find ways now so that men can breastfeed kids. That's what science working on. How do we find a way that men can breastfeed kids? Because there's no biological difference between the two, right? All right, we're going to be talking about the roller coaster ride of the stocks, what it means now that Trump has lost the House. David Fisher joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Isn't that just like a WOP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean that. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved and engaged. Let's get right to it. You know, David Fisher's been on the show for a couple of years now. And I got to tell you, if you really pay attention to what he says, you see that most of the time he is right on. I'm not going to say 100% of the time because not everybody hits it 100% of the time. And there's been a few times in the time frames and what have you, maybe not quite there. But for the most part, he's on it. And I appreciate that so much. And I think you should too. And you know, the big thing about it is, if you call and ask for him, they'll put him on the phone. And that's what I love about these kind of businesses. If they'll get on the phone with you, that means they're sure with their product and they're willing to put themselves out there. Anyway, David Fisher is going to explain to us What the heck is going on in the market?
You should too. And you know the big thing about
buddy CEO,
if you call and
Davis
ask for him,
of Landmark Capital,
him
always enjoy the time we spend with him. And man, do we need insight? You know, that last clip kind of reminds me of trying to figure out how and who runs our economic system. You know, who's on first, David? Help me understand.
Well, we're going to announce that today. Some people say it's the president, and yes, the president has a significant amount of influence in the economy, the stock market, the Treasury, not so much the Fed, the government debt. We're going to talk about all those in a future recession and gold. But there's other players in it. And, you know, the question is who's on first? Is because first baseman probably receives the baseball more than anybody except for the pitcher. I'm just going to say it. I believe it's the Fed. But we won't talk about that. I want to give President Trump some accolades here. Unemployment has gone to a 40-year low, 3.8%. And the median U.S. income household has risen to a record number at $61,400. In other words, that was the average in 2017. We are growing the economy at a blockbuster pace of 4.5% second quarter this year, the fastest in nearly 4 years, Joe. So much that our president got an award, or the United States did, because of him, from the World Economic Forums, saying that we are the fastest growing global competitive economy in the world due to our entrepreneurship, leadership, and robust financial system. There's a little bit of warning signs they're also giving out at the same time. Now, put it into perspective, we haven't won this award in 10 years. So this is completely due to President Trump, not any other previous president. They are forewarning, though, that there's going to be some deterioration in the economic system. This is not going to last forever, and it's going to be centered around debt. But for the time being, we should enjoy the ride, saying, hey, we have a great economy.
Enjoy the ride? My God, I need two seatbelts for this one. You know, about 6 weeks ago, you were going to have a stock. You said you were going to have a stock market pullback, and it did. Well, what led you to know that was coming?
Well, I've been citing some billionaires: Jeffrey Gundlach, Ray Dalio, Stanley Druckenmiller, David Tepper. I can name a few others. They all were going against the tide of Wall Street, Joe. Wall Street was saying, "Oh, we're going to have a big boom towards the end of the year." The corporate earnings got ahead of themselves. Corporate earnings are at 25%. And CEOs like Coca-Cola, Hershey, Kellogg's, they're all raising their price, indicating cost of transportation is rising. In fact, the CEO from Kellogg's said, "We think that 2019 will be more inflationary than it's ever been historically since the recession." McDonald's and Chili's are both raising their prices. Fuel costs for airlines are up 40%. Aluminum is up 8%. Steel is up 38% since we're dealing with a 10% tariff on Chinese goods. Even Sherman Williams, the CEO, said raw materials and inflation is unrelenting and accelerating. And Apple, their new products are up 20-25%. So there's this whole survey that came out. Even though on the surface things appear to be healthy, things to be running great and smoothly, and everything is happy days are here again, that doesn't mean the underlying girding problems of the financial system and what drives the market is also healthy. And that's what I was watching. That's what these individuals were watching. And that's why I'm saying, buckle your seatbelt. A correction is coming, and certainly it did. The Dow dropped 11%. The NASDAQ dropped 11.5%. I mean, we had just a huge pullback in the S&P 500. They all broke support levels. Now they rallied. Now they're down. I mean, it's a yo-yo effect. Yes, you need two seat belts to go on this type of a ride.
I mean, seriously, because it's, again, people, and Facebook is not the indicator, but I look at Facebook, look at people, the average Joe, if you would, talking about the market and where their money's at and what they're worried about or not worried about. And we've had this conversation a million times, so you know you don't have to beat it up. But for those who've tuned in for the first time, why is the amount of treasuries that are issued so important to watch, you know? And you've talked about treasuries before. Give a quick explanation as to what they are, and then go into why we need to watch them.
Well, treasuries relate to our government debt. We'll talk about that in a second. When you don't have enough money in the government coffers, they create a thing called a treasury bill. Let's put this into perspective. Last month, the Treasury came out and issued a whopping announcement saying that they're issuing $83 billion, up from $78 billion 3 months ago. This is at an all-time high of refunding per month, higher than what Timothy Geithner did back in 2009, right after the collapse of 2008. But this year in January, the Treasury announced that it was going to create $955 billion for 2018. And if you remember, I said, no, that's wrong. Way too conservative. It's going to be between $1.2 to $1.4 trillion. I said that on your program and other national radio programs and on television, on TD Ameritrade, which I was on today, by the way, this morning, and we're going to talk about that, an announcement I made. But anyway, back to the Treasury. This announcement of the Treasury said, Joe, was an 84% jump. More treasuries, 84% more treasuries creating this year at $955 billion, because last year they created $519, which is bigger than the year before at $440 billion. Just last week, the Treasury announced they will create $1.338 trillion this year. I'm projecting next year $1.5 trillion. And the reason I said it's going to be between 1.2 to 1.4, I'm a math guy. Simple math. The treasuries, the Fed is selling $500 billion this year, next year. And the government said we're going to need $955 billion. The government is going to spend 20% more. That's another $100 billion.
What's a few hundred billion among friends? Seriously. Go throw up. Come on back. Got a lot to talk about after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Drag and swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Thousand Oaks Mayor Andy Fox says it's been a difficult week for his California city.
Just 48 hours ago, our city experienced a tragedy that had national implications with the mass shooting and the loss of life of 13 individuals. And here we are just a few hours later, now talking about another crisis right here in Thousand Oaks.
As wildfires spread through Ventura County, thousands of residents were forced to evacuate, including some who had survived the shooting just 24 hours earlier. And in the nearby Paradise Magali area, a day after tens of thousands evacuated, dozens of people, many of them elderly, remained unaccounted for. Moments after landing in Paris for a weekend trip, President Trump called out French President Emmanuel Macron in a tweet, saying Macron had just suggested that Europe build its own military in order to protect itself from the U.S., China, and Russia. Trump called it very insulting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, I never ask you to do anything I wouldn't do. Also, listen, Patreon.com. Go to our website. You'll see a button over there called Patreon. And again, because of the way that we've been stifled on social media, it makes it very hard to make a living. I'd like to move up from hot dogs to hamburgers if I could, and we'll do that. I know, look at me, I could do less of the hot dogs, I got it, but be nice. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, let's just get back with it. I always love when David Fisher joins us. I learned so much about what's going on in the market. He's got some special news for us tonight. He's always ready to go. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, always a pleasure to have him with me, and I love the way he explains things in basic English, because we need basic, come on guys, really, we need basic English. Very hard for us to understand some of these terms. I stop at some of these financial stations and I'm like, no, I don't get it. And I move on. But I always get something out of when David talks to us. But David was just telling us, getting your head to spin a little bit. And next year, the Fed's going to sell off $600 billion in treasuries. And you're talking about a hiccup here with this? What's going on? What can we expect?
Well, it's going to cause what we saw so far, Joe, all the market turmoil. We're going to have more of that next year. I mean, there's no way around it. The Fed has warned us starting 5 years ago. I know those that have listened in regularly are probably hearing this again, but the significance of this is just earth-shattering. The Fed is selling our debt. The Fed is selling treasuries. So think about this. If you were the Fed, God bless you, Joe, if you're the Fed, and you're selling $600 billion worth of treasuries back to the treasury has to pay the Fed for this. Where do they get the money for that? They got to create new treasuries to get the $600 billion to pay the Fed. So somebody has to buy those. Well, if foreigners are selling treasuries at record paces, then that means the Fed, that means the treasury has to create more treasuries to pay for that treasury that's being sold, not just by the Fed, but foreign banks like China. Russia sold 90%+ of their treasuries this year alone. Somebody's got to buy it. Where's that money come from? Well, the treasury, who's on first? The treasury creates a new note, and that's why they're creating these notes at record paces. Why, it's ballooned over 100% from last year at 500, well, it was 519 billion last year. Now it's $1.338 trillion, and next year is going to be 1.5 to 1.7 trillion. It's out of control because the government's spending more, and all these entities that normally never sell are selling. This is going to create, what I've been saying, a huge financial mess about a year to year and a half from now. So this is the guts of the whole undergirding system of the financial system called sovereign debt, that the big money of the world has been saying this is going to create a massive recession, probably bigger than 2008, that will be triggered somewhere around mid-2019 or 2020. So this is now the Fed at full capacity of selling, and evidenced by their selling, they're telling us another financial calamity is coming. Otherwise, why would they have to get lean and mean in their balance sheet? And why would they have to raise rates? Because they have to have bullets in their chamber. They have to be able to create more money, more debt, more leverage for themselves, and they have to be able to lower rates. That's why they're doing these things. This is endorsing financial challenge that is coming a year to 2 years from now.
Wow, you're making me so happy. I may go out and have a couple of Huff Fud Sundays to make me feel better.
Well, let me just tell you, we're still going to have market movements. The good news is, the silver lining is, we're not in a bear market. That won't happen until probably mid-next year. But you're going to see a volatility. It's just, the market is trying to adjust. And as the punch bowl of the Fed, what it's doing, and the Treasury, as it's getting pulled away, there's withdrawal symptoms, and that's what this is all about. That's why people are fighting this. That's why President Trump doesn't like it. That's why other people, financial people, are saying they shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be on drugs either, but people are on drugs, and they say it warps reality. Well, the financial system's been warped by reality of standing on its own 2 feet, and the Fed's injected capital into the system, and now we're coming off the financial high. That's all this is.
Wow. I you know, again, trying to keep up with this stuff and the way they operate is it's challenging. I'll put it that way, you know, to say it in the least. So where's gold holding? Where is gold going to head in all of this?
Well, I got some big news on gold. As I said last week, that we saw a few weeks ago, and I said when gold was down in the 1172 mark, it's probably the bottom of this cycle, and we're going to probably see a big move. And as a result of that, here's what happened. I'm going to make a big announcement today on your show, and it revolves around gold. But the first announcement is Hungary increased their gold holdings 1,000%. We might have talked about that before. So did Poland. They bought more gold. And China and Russia also bought more gold.
Wow.
So they saw something coming, and they caused gold to make a big move in a short amount of time. They also repatriated their gold. So if you have, the people who are hearing my voice, and you have gold in a depository, call my company and let's help you understand how you can repatriate your gold, how to get the gold in your hands, how to get your wealth from your storage place, your retirement, in your hands without a tax liability. I have a white paper on it. I've helped people do it. I'm helping a person right now do it, a couple people actually. So that's a big key. But I want to share something, because the canary is out of the gold mine and it's chirping. Gold shouldn't have gone up in this environment because the dollar went up. So it's defying something, and that's because central banks are buying. And another thing is happening, and that is this. Since this started making a move, Bank of America announced $1,300 gold this year. Commerce Bank, which is a European bank, announced $1,300 gold by the end of this year. Goldman Sachs announced that the average price of gold For next year will be 1350, but those are all nothing compared to what I'm going to say now. The London Bullion Market Association, their analyst, which last Tuesday had a big gathering. Now you have to understand the LBMA is like Wall Street in New York. That is the hubbub of gold. More gold trades out of London than any other place. And the LBMA basically dictates the price of gold. There's 16 board members that vote on gold twice a day that puts out the price of gold. So that's how powerful this entity is. And by the way, on a side note, China has two seats of the 16 seats on the board. A year ago, they had zero. So that tells you where they're at. They're moving very heavily fast into the gold market. Anyway, the LBMA says $1,532 gold in 12 months. Now, I don't know how they got that number, but they're telling us gold is going to make a big move, at least 25% in the next year. You want me to speculate why, Joe?
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my mind around 25%.
Yes. I've seen the gold market move 50% in a year. In 2009, it did that. And I saw it move 25% for several years after 2009. I've seen it move 25% before 2008. So I've seen these kind of moves. It's not unusual for gold. When the light switch for gold, when it really starts moving, it moves a lot. It usually moves and outperforms stocks. And I think we're going to get into that environment real soon. So when people say, I don't buy gold, I haven't done anything, they don't understand because they're factoring it. It doesn't pay a dividend. It doesn't need to pay a dividend if it's gone up 300% to 400% in a period of a decade. It doesn't need to pay. It's getting ready. Am I telling you gold's going to move 25% within a year? No. I'm saying that the people who control the price of gold are saying it's going to go there. That has more weight than me saying it.
Okay, so we got to go for a quick break, and I love leaving people on that, so they're going to come back. You know, we're going to talk about the difference between buying gold against buying stock, and again, it's not the precious metals guy saying this stuff is going to go up. We'll be back in a minute more with David Fisher right after this. Don't go far. Get some coffee or a cold drink. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, in the wildfires taking place here in California, the whole town of Paradise, California has been wiped out. So our hearts and prayers go out to those people. I just can't even imagine what the pictures I've seen. There's nothing to go back to. All right, let's get back to David Fisher, the roller coaster ride, and his big announcement tonight. So you better pay attention. We're back at it with David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always a pleasure to have him with me. And, you know, he's just giving us some information. I mean, he's giving me some stuff. My head's kind of swimming here, too. And we were talking in the last segment about buying gold or buying stock or against stock. And the people that control gold were saying it's going to pop up 25%, but David didn't sound like he was disagreeing. I mean, David, why do you agree with them if you do, and you got somebody on the inside that we don't know about? What's going on?
Well, besides the obvious, the debt is growing, treasuries are going, our budget deficit is now going to reach $1 trillion here this year. Besides the obvious, the economy is slowing, and it's going to reset. All those things contribute to that. But if you were to ask me that question 2 days ago, I wouldn't have this answer that I'm going to give you now. And I was on TD Ameritrade, and I released breaking news, and I'm going to share some very controversial news. I've never talked about this publicly until today, but here's the story. For years in my industry, people said that that J.P. Morgan, the largest bullion bank in the world, has manipulated the gold, silver, platinum, and palladium prices downward. And I've always distanced myself from that because I didn't have any data that was not produced by a gold company or an individual that trades gold saying such. I couldn't find any third-party data. Well, it all came out 2 days ago. There's an indictment from the District of Connecticut, and these documents were sealed on October 9th, and they released them a few days ago. But a gold trader from J.P. Morgan, who worked there for 13 years, worked his way up the ranks as a trader, and then became the title of vice president at J.P. Morgan in their trading department with metals. So this is not a Johnny-come-lately. He is going to be sentenced December 9th, and he'll probably face up to 30 years in jail for manipulation of the gold, silver, platinum, and palladium markets. Here's what he did. Here's a few announcements. J.P. Morgan precious metal trader admitted he engaged in a 6-year spoofing scheme that defrauded investors, gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. In future contracts, John Edwards, 36, of Brooklyn, New York, pleaded guilty under seal on October 9th in the District of Connecticut to commodities fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, commodity price manipulation, and spoofing, as the Justice of the Department notes. And they said, from the year 2009 to 2015, so a 6-year period, John Edmonds, engaged in what you call a sophisticated scheme to manipulate the market of precious metal future contracts for his own gain by placing orders that were never intended to be executed. It's called spoofing. And this is from the assistant general attorney, Ben Kowski, from the criminal division, and he's being prosecuted as such. Let me explain what Edmonds actually did in layman's terms. I don't know how much time we have, but we can talk about this after the break. But this is the biggest news, and it will cause metals to make some big movements upward, I believe. So he did a thing called spoofing orders. So in other words, he placed on a trading platform the intent to put in an order, but he didn't place the button that says place the order. He just put it up on the platform. All the traders can see this who trade on the inside of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Specifically, one day they gave an example. He did 402 silver future contracts on October 12, 2012. Silver is about $38 then. So this represented $13.5 million of contracts he was getting ready to push the button. It caused the market to drop substantially in silver. He pulled those fake orders. Then he placed 6 orders on himself at a much lower price and benefited probably $1 million in just a matter of minutes by doing this fashion. Spoofing orders are designed to artificially move the market, the price of metals in a future contracts that was favorable to this trader. And the ironic thing, Joe, he did it by learning this deceptive trading strategy from his senior traders at J.P. Morgan, and he personally deployed this strategy hundreds of times, I'm reading right from the article, with the knowledge and consent of his immediate supervisors. So this finally came out. People will go to jail. You're going to see more of this coming out. There's already 3 more cases that have come out just in like 24 hours since this. This is now on CNBC, Fox News hasn't picked it up yet. Reuters hasn't picked it up, but CNBC has. Financial Times has, which is a European financial press equivalency to CNBC. Bloomberg News has picked it up, and lots of other websites are starting to pick it up. I'm sure you're going to see it on Fox News and Reuters. This is the equivalency of the Bernie Madoff issue, but in metals. That's how big this is.
Wow.
So, what does this mean to metals? Okay, well, think about it. J.P. Morgan is the biggest holder of silver in the world. If you're the biggest holder of silver in the world, and you can't manipulate the price down any lower by doing this, you got caught, you're not going to do it anymore because people don't want to go to jail. And if silver's down at the cost of mining it, all you're going to do is now let's let the thing ride independently. And if anything, we're going to do a legal contract to cause it to go up, which they might do. So we could see higher prices in silver and gold, but we're certainly probably not going to see lower ones. If anything, I think we're going to see higher ones because the manipulation, the indictments, all of that is now out wide in the open with lawsuits and people going to jail. So therefore, the pressure to push this down, that's now been erased. We're going to see higher prices in the long run. That came out, ironically, when gold was at 1172, central banks bought this gold, and we see now the London Bullion Market Exchange say $1,532. I think it all ties in together.
Well, gold, and we've only got a couple minutes, so I'm afraid to ask the question, but will ultimately gold have to reset? Will it, I mean, the value of gold in the very short term, where will it go?
Well, short term, it's down a little bit today. I don't know how short a term we want to talk.
Well, when this comes out, is it going to scare people into believing that gold isn't worth what they think it's worth?
No, it's going to be the opposite of that. It's had a movement since the news got sealed on October 9th. The movement upward happened. The inside, the big money who were aware of this, they started buying gold like crazy. And like I said, Hungary bought 1,000% of gold, 31.5 tons. All these central banks bought gold because they knew the information would come out. Now a legal document's been done that was sealed, and shortly those documents would become public, and they did. Well, gold went from 1172, now we're at 1211. So we had a big bump in gold. So I think the gold market's going to reset, but it's not going to have manipulation. It's going to be more upside than downside. Because gold moves up when we have debt going up. And certainly, evidenced by the treasuries, we have a whole lot of debt coming to our country.
All right. So, listen, we're about out of time. So tell me where people can get more information on this. I don't know if you've written a newsletter on it. You're going to. Let people know where they can get it.
Well, I have a new newsletter called Who's On First, which talks about some of the things we talked about. This information just came out, and this morning on TD Ameritrade is the first day I announced it. I've already been on New York National News announcing it. I'm now on West Coast on your program announcing it. So this is big news. So I haven't had a chance to write a newsletter, but next month's newsletter will probably be about this and much more in depth. But they can get information from my company. And by the way, if they've been affected by this, I can help them. There's a recovery fund. They can call my company. I can put them in touch with the Justice Department and what phone number to call and what website they'll sign up on, all that. They can call us at 844-715-7311. I have a newsletter that's called Who's On First. Talks about what we talked about today. Or they can go to my website at landmarkgold.com.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, David. And, you know, seriously, people need to pay attention, need to listen, they need to figure out what's going on, and then they need to call you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, listen, have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid, okay, because I want you back here. And listen, for those of you living in Northern California where all the fires are at, be safe. Don't do anything stupid. Seriously. You can always replace stuff in the house. You can't replace you. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.